the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, if you're a parent, you'll know that the school holidays seem to stretch on forever while your time off feels more like a blink. So you're still working and the kids' full-time mission is fun, noise and hijacking your attention with no respect for meetings or deadlines. As journalist Jen Hogan now tells us with a weary smile.
Shh.
They're still asleep. But one wrong move and it's game over. I pass their door holding my breath. Can I avoid that creaky stair? I'll have my morning cuppa later, I decide. It's not worth the risk of a boiling kettle waking them. Not when there's deadlines and calls to be made. Oh God, calls. I suppose I could interview by whispering. If they're parents also, they'll get it. They might even want to whisper too, to keep their little terrors, darlings, asleep that little bit longer. Welcome to a working from home day during the school summer holidays. It's not for the faint-hearted or those of a nervous disposition. We seek our wins where we can find them. And by wins, I mean getting through the workday without a bottle of sun cream spilling all over the laptop keys. Or a sibling row breaking out mid-Zoom meeting. Still, it's an improvement from the old days when I worried about a toddler unwittingly streaking in the background of a Teams call.
Yay!
Like I said, we take our wins where we can find them. It helps get us through. That and the son, who is surprisingly obliging these past few weeks. The laptop's open. Are the keys too loud? Maybe I could tap them more gently. I hear stirring. Which one is that, I wonder? Are they turning over or getting up? Footsteps now. Two pairs at least. I can tap as loud as I want now. Things are about to get a lot more chaotic. How about we have breakfast out the back, I suggest as two sleepy heads walk into the room. I can boil the kettle and have a cuppa now, I console myself. They're playing football, I can write. I delude myself, ever the optimist. I bring the laptop out the back. The orange juice has been abandoned and a goalkeeper assigned. I get back to work. Ow! The ball bounces off my head. Sorry, comes a shout. I retreat to the house to work. Be grand, they're playing happily, I figure. 5 minutes have passed. Can I have a snack, Mum? Comes the first question. And the first snack. I'm not sure how many there are during the day, snacks or questions. Do dogs need sun cream? A little voice asks. Oh God, is this question pre or post event, I wonder? I scour the room looking for Micro Dog. She's nowhere to be seen. You haven't, I begin. He hasn't. Phew! Back to the laptop and a virtual meeting. The door bursts open and suddenly I'm soaked. We've found the water guns. Anyway, you were saying?
And that's just the morning. Only 8 more hours to go. Jen Hogan there. Well, that's all we have time for today. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin and Yeti Redmond. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers and Jamie Doyle was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.